Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
Is an atoning device that prevents God from seeing through what is under the sun. Bible says the light of the living is in the world, it's not God. And so God tells them that it's over sprinkled blood on it. Let it be seen blood, let me not be seen what it is. But let it see, I see redemption. Some of us are looking for that, see redemption. This year, from family, from friends, from everywhere, rejection. And God has your head. You are rejecting you for being right. See yourself. If you are rejecting God for being right, all the provision of rejection. And also, speak blood on you. Then trust me. The thing is inside you, which symbolizes your soul. And then I'm saying, but finally, the blood of Jesus places God from sin. And then, the water that came out of God was the water of the water of God that took to wash you off and make you clean. It is satisfied by the washing of the water, by the water. Praise God forevermore. Now, so, sanctification, purification, it is indispensable in God's operation. You can't remove purification from God's business. Ah, no, it's not possible. It's not possible. When God told them to go to the camp of the Israelites, he told them to tell them to purify themselves from coming. Tell them to sanctify themselves from coming. Tell them to clean up their houses. Tell them even when to physical cleanliness. God says, clean up. I want you to be totally clean. So sanctification, purification is something that cannot be removed from God's business. The way the church is using different ways to remove it, I don't know where we got it from. We can't remove it. It's there. God instituted it from the beginning. He instituted it from the beginning, he continued it in Christ, and he continued it in the government of Christ. He purified us from our sin by the blood of Jesus, and purified us continuously by the word of God. That's why the more you take in the word of God, the more you purify your mind, the more you purify your body. So it's something that cannot be removed. We don't agree. We don't agree sanctification. We don't agree purification.
Amen to Jesus. Amen. It's not for the Lord.
So these vessels were used for external use only. The water in them was for external use. They were strictly for what? For external use. The washing of the leg, washing of the what? The hand. The water in them was for external use. The vessels were pure. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the water in them was to be used for external purification. Praise God for the Lord. External purification. The very first miracle Jesus did. Turn the religious custom upside down. This makes you turn the religious custom upside down. I cannot say. As seen so far, the water from the stone jars was strictly for cleaning the outside of the body. It was for cleaning the outside only. But Jesus replaced it with something for the inside of the body. This is the second cycle. We don't have the first side of the jar itself is purified, it cannot be contaminated. But yes, it's purified, it cannot be contaminated. But the water in it was not meant for eating. It was meant for outside using. That's why I said, if the people in the wedding knew where the wine came from, they were not. Because it was a ceremonial cleansing jar for the body, not for inside. Just like we know, we have the one we use for apple. And we have the one we use for cooking. I mean, not the same. No matter your class in life, as you know that you have bathroom duties, and you have cooking. No matter your class in life, even bowls, we have bathroom bowls, we have cooking bowls. The one for eating. You should not by mistake enter bathroom. and you want to overdo, you should not by mistake enter the kitchen. They are forbidden. I tell you what from bathroom to forbidden, forbidden, forbidden. The one from bathroom is taking that kitchen, forbidden. It will not be used in the kitchen. And if you want from kitchen, mistakenly enter bathroom, it does, it cannot come back again. You lost from there. Lost. It cannot, it has become defiled, unclean, and unfit to be used in the kitchen. This is another strange thing to learn, the everyday operation. Now, so these vessels were meant to contain water to be used to clean the body, not to take inside. And so, by no means should you take the water from this jar and drink. Not permitted. Not permitted. By no means should these jars find their way to the kitchen. They are meant to be watered outside. Keep them outside. Keep them where they can be used for water. Are you gonna say? But Jesus did something that turned the religious custom outside. He took a vessel that its content were meant to be used for only outside purification and used it to create something that and not just something that makes that something that was making that in its sweetest form. Jesus used ceremonial washing jars, which were not fit for storing drinking water, to reveal to us that God uses the unfit to fulfill his purpose. God uses the unfit to fulfill his purpose. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27, says, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Foolish things. Foolish things. Foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's how Apostle Paul calls it the foolishness of which. The foolishness. Foolishness. To confuse the wise. See, that way God operates. God never operates with the protocol of men. I get what I'm saying. He never operates the protocol of men. Because if he operates the protocol of men, then men take the glory for what he did. And God never tells him to take his glory. He says, "My glory will I not give to another, nor my praise to a graven image." He won't do that. Are you getting what I'm saying? So what does he do? He always changes man's protocol to bring about his own mission. You need the foolish things of this world. You knew what was unfit for the stomach to create something that was good. And yet people drank and they said it was sweet. And nobody had stomach. You see, the miracle of all this was that number one, he used the unfit to keep his purpose. Number two, the second miracle was that he used the unfit that stored water that was not good for drinking, was used to create something that was so good for drinking that it was even medicinal and well. Highly nutritious. And nobody had an issue. So if God wants to do his miracles, he does it in a double way. Uses your feet and makes it fit. Then number two, uses it in such a way that it even brings about sweetness. And number three, use it in such a way that even does even brings about what healing and nutrition. He uses the big things of this world to compound the things that are mighty. God has used and will always use people and things of no repute. People and things of no repute. That's what God means. People and things that nobody really believes that they are worth it. That's what God means. Now, what you do, you are up to stand that God does not need you. Are you know what I'm saying? Once you feel that you have what it takes, God does not need you anymore. God uses people that think they don't have what it takes. Apostle Paul said something. He said, Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am what? The chief sinner. teach them. He said, I'm the least among the apostles. His name was Saul, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul. The first step he took was to lead himself. And like the Bible says, don't resist the proud and be the best of the humble. And he says, humble yourself before the Lord, and you'll do what? And you'll lift you. So the moment you make yourself of no repute, then God says, you're not even good. That's it. That's the deal of yourself, to make yourself of no repute. When he began to call his accomplishment, he said, I'm a Pharisee. I studied under Gamaliel. I studied the law. I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He gave all his CV. And then he said, I counted this all to God. I think the year. Just because of I knew that if God has to use you, doesn't carry people. He carries people that made themselves. He carries people that have chosen to make themselves victim. So God appears and he always uses people of no repute. And he always uses the disqualified to achieve his task. The disqualified. He uses the disqualified to achieve his task. One of the things we need to understand as Christians is that so long as we are qualifying ourselves for God to do, we are not using ourselves. But the moment we know that we are not qualified, then we have registered ourselves. So there is nothing, many years ago, many people have a lot of testimonies about the way God called them. Are you going to say? The way some people have dramatic vision, some people have fancy, some people have a clear voice, some people have a clear voice, something. But you see, there's nothing dramatic about God calling you. Are you hearing me? There's no big vision. There's no big plan. Are you hearing me? What I was doing is that, all I mean, my mother always told me that you have a baptism in the Hindu church that's calling you. And at the end of the day, I love preaching from you. So I have a mentor there, and when he's shouting and preaching, my father goes to work, my father goes out to carry his jacket and put on me, and I will carry the stick and I will start shouting. So I just love to preach. That was it. Because that's the other. I used to pay everybody that's something to come and see, but I'll never pay anybody money. I just love the Bible. I don't know why. It was nothing, and you know what I'm saying? There was nothing so spectacular about it. And so, my desire to keep doing God's faith, I just said only to know God, and that was all. It's just a hunger. This is a hunger. But it's just a hunger. 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 That's all. And the hunger has been good. That's all. So it's nothing. I have not been ordained. And I'm preaching for you. And then I'm doing this and I'm doing this. Last week, Pastor was invited to minister in the program. It was awesome. They were so great. 2 days, it was awesome. At the end of the meeting, the Lord did the partition. It was explosive.
Things of doing it.
and he disqualified to achieve his task. Now he began this from creation, where he used dust. The word dust in the Hebrew means rubbish. He used rubbish to create his best of creation, God and Adam. For all the things God created, Adam was his best. I want you to read that out. Rubbish.
Nothing special about two of them.
Imagine the people that God used to bring the table. Imagine a man walking special. But God uses people that are not special. People that are not special. A man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Just a virgin. Just a virgin. Just a virgin. Nothing special about the virgin. You know what I'm saying? Nothing special. Even the guy, nothing special about him. One of the problems most of us have is that we want to be special. You know what I'm saying? We want to be that stone vessel, but we want to be a special stone vessel. Just be a stone vessel. Number two, you want to be a stone vessel, you want to be a vessel, but you want to be a stone vessel. Because you want to be a vessel of good that they can use in the kitchen, so they can use to create sweet wine. But not a stone vessel that used for purification purpose, external purification. Let him use you as rubbish as you. Because he is not the way he thinks. He uses the effect. That's because if God uses the effect, then the glory will go to the effect. I get what I'm saying. When God uses the effect, he will know that, man, this is God. This is God. Me, but you know what this is. Me, like this. If they told me that God would use me, I would not believe. If they told me that God would use me, I would not believe. I'm not saying. God has used me. God has used me. How did you get? I'm saying to the guys, I can even say, no, this thing is not. Just to know about who can use anyone. When we say that, people don't understand that God can use anything. Now, in addition, the place where Jesus came from was a new reputation, and it was more qualified from a human point of view to be the best place of Jesus. Now, number one, the people that God that was, he came from, they were nobodies. Are you going to tell me? Now, the place where he came from, no place, nowhere. You see, it's like God was combined. Nothing, it complicated nothing. Nobody. Place, nowhere. Are you going to say? At least when you say, that's what you're going to say. Are you going to say? That's what you're going to say. But what prophecy was made concerning it? But let's know, you see, the moment that we're going to say, let's reason to that. Cannot be. You see, the reputation of this place was not the place.
Nazareth. Until you become a Nazareth situation.
Jesus cannot use you. Let me tell you, Jesus said that was a carpenter, that profession. He said that profession. You see, God, the Father, compounded the problem. See, God, until God has compounded your uselessness, He cannot make you useful.
You know what?
Remain connected. Teaching continues shortly. Beloved, we will like to introduce to you one of our latest book releases. Titled, Blessed Beyond Measure. Authored by Chimdi Ohahuna, the prophet Habakkuk prophesied in Habakkuk 2 verse 14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." This prophecy plays a pivotal role in the program of God for the earth and his children. In addition to this prophecy, Jesus said in Matthew 24 verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." This makes us understand how indispensable the acquisition of the knowledge of God and his operations is for all who seek to be involved in the fulfillment of prophecies. Given this, God has availed simple yet profound timely knowledge via his servant Chimdi Ohahuna, to all who seek to partner with God in the fulfillment of these end-time prophecies. The book of Zechariah 1 verse 17b says, "This saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad." Also by analogy, in the book of Matthew 5 verse 14, Christ Jesus called his disciples the light of the world and a city set on a hill. This implies that children of God who are lights of the world and cities set on a hill that cannot be hid can only spread abroad through prosperity. Hence, prosperity is indispensable in the life of every born-again child of God, seeking to spread abroad, shining the light of God, as a city set on the hill, thereby, partnering with God in the fulfillment of prophecy. Blessed Beyond Measure is a must-read, for every believer who desires to know prosperity, in the complete way, as designed by God. This book helps to clear the gray areas, misconceptions, and misunderstandings on prosperity, suffered by many saints, over the years, in the body of Christ. By systematically examining, the origin of the blessing and salvation. Order a copy today via Amazon. Welcome back.
Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 55. It says, "Is not this carpet the carpenter's son? is not his mother calling and his brethren James and John, Joseph and Simon and Judas, Matthew the priest, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon, and not his sister there with us, and they were offended at it. Not be the carpenter. You know Caffeine. Caffeine now come and say to Messiah, how? We know who Messiah is. We know what Messiah's confession. Messiah is a warrior, is a soldier. Messiah is not carpenter. Finally, Jesus himself, who is our great high priest, after the father of Melchizedek, was not from the tribe of Levi, which was the priest's tribe. He was from Judah. You see how God the Father does the next step every day. Now, according to priestly order, a priest must come from the Levitical tribe, from the tribe of Levi. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, Jesus was not from the tribe of Levi, and he was our baby. This means that God used the unexpected and the unqualified to achieve the desire of eternal priesthood. Some more than 10 responses. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the father of Melchizedek. The priest of responses. Seeing then that we have a great priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Even Jesus was not in the priesthood. So if you don't think, we're talking about God using the disqualified, the unqualified. Instead of Adam, the first Adam, he eliminated it in the last Adam, and he continued with everyone else. So if God was with you, your disqualification was the hyper. Born from a virgin, not the virgin. Just a girl in the family. Carpenter, not soldier. From Judah, not Levi. From Nazareth, of all places. All messed up. Totally disqualified. When we are told to impose a total disqualification, then we are. Why does God do this? He does this because he is the qualifier, not the person or item in use. He is the qualifier. He's not the item that is qualified. I am not the qualifier. He is the qualifier. The only qualifier. He is the qualifier. This means that God himself determines what is qualified and what is disqualified. In view of this, if he qualifies someone or something, who can disqualify that person? Who can disqualify that person? See, that is why it's not about whether people like you or not. If God says you are not qualified for a qualifier, it's not your fault. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't have the power to do what? To disqualify you. Because that's why God told Peter, do not call unclean what I have made clean. We will not disqualify it as the one who has qualified it. Acts 10, verse 14, 15, and 28. It's as Peter said, not so, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the boy spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common. No man can be disqualified. This ceremonial vessel was God who told them to put in the water for eternal. But it's God who made the law, the law of the city. He's the same God that I want to obey the law. Yes, sir. You see, if it is a man that makes the law, God can break the law. But if it is God that makes the law, he cannot break the law. According to the law, these vessels were to be used for what? External things. But the God who makes the law. Let me tell you something. This miracle was God proving to us that he is using the foolish thing, he is using the unqualified. By completing them. When people have said this one is not qualified, God cannot think and use it. So don't feel bad when people say you know rich. That's a good testimony. But people tell you you know rich, that's good news. But people tell you you're not qualified, that's good news because you have met the criteria for God to meet you. If people tell you that you are qualified, you should be afraid. I cannot say. People tell you that, oh, you need to be afraid.
Yeah,
you
be afraid.
But people tell you nothing to you. That's what it should happen. But you make people play down with you. People know the conviction of you. That is where God can use you. Peter, when you know the conviction of yourself that you are not from the past, you have actually made yourself available for God.
I remember once I was going through a lot, and I had a lot of love.
I remember that day, I cannot forget it. I was about in my early 20s. I was about entering into the bathroom, and the bathtub was the bathtub. And I had the Lord. And I heard the Lord clear.
Clear!
This one is the Lord. He said, I heard it clear. He told me, I didn't choose. Because some of us have felt not for the time to change. Many times I tell the Lord, I say, Lord, there are people who are doing this thing. There are people that, but I ask the Lord, when the Lord told me to take a particular step, to me, why is it a part of my life? The Lord is there, I say, Lord, I know that, I say, Lord, there are many people doing this, there are many of these things, why don't we do this? And then I ask God, I say, Lord, when I hear the Lord, people that call me, I say, God, see the caliber of men of God that call me, and see what they say, they're not calling me, you know, they don't know what they Somebody asked me, why do you use someone like me that won't reach? Because when I classify myself with some of these people, they have prayed more than I've done. They have fasted more than I've done.
Ah, they have done better work than I've done. Why would God use you? Because God uses more to me. Jesus used ceremonial cleansing jars, which were unclean and unqualified to be used to store water for drinking, to make it forever. Jesus did this to reveal God's miracle power to God and use it
in the power of God. The Bible says that we remain standing by virtue of the finish of the Christ, we've been purified from sin. I get what I'm saying. Sin, we've been purified from sin. The blood of Jesus that came out of the side, and then what? The blood of Jesus purified us and then cleansed us in the whole thing. But our spirit man is pure in the temple. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Our spirit man is perfect, it's pure in the temple. Are you together? But our body is still exposed to this world. Our body and our soul is exposed to this world. The body interacts, the soul interacts with you, the mind interacts with you, the mental realm. So, there are different contaminations that come in. I hear what I'm saying. What you see, what you get, contamination. I hear what I'm saying. Now, so, though our spirit has been purified, our body that interacts and our soul, which is our mind that interacts, gathers a lot of impurities. I hear what I'm saying. By the way, now, we have a responsibility now to purge our bodies and to purge our bodies. For us to cleanse it of these different that are gravitating towards the end of the day, you see the new light television in the house. You go, go to Vanguard, you kill me. You say you go to watch me again. You go to YouTube, you see everywhere you go. And these things are different kind of contamination, I hear what I'm saying. They are coming from my and coming to before you know, the body begins to respond to these things. So we now have the responsibility to do what? To purge our mind and purge our bodies with the word. And that is the second aspect, which is the water, the washing of the water by the word. The washing of the water by the word actually purifies, it purges our mind. That's what we call renewing of the mind. Cleansing our mind, purging our mind.
Because
you have supply water, you that you need to put all water. You don't have a supply, the water will supply. But you have a responsibility to turn it on. To stay on that. Just stay. Stay on that. Sometimes they say, what am I doing? What am I doing? Just do. I say anything.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017.
To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further enquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.